We are heading into the weekend with a weather pattern that looks quiet, meaning there are no big storms in the forecast, but also on the cool side for this first weekend of springtime. Temperatures yesterday made it close to seasonable levels. It's a little bit cooler across our area today, and overall temperatures through the weekend into early next week look to be mainly in the 30s. Which is going to be about 10 degrees below average for this time of year. There are some signs of warmer weather moving through much of next week, starting on Tuesday. I don't want to call it necessarily a warm-up, but I think we at least have a shot at reaching the 50-degree mark starting on Tuesday, and we may see temperatures similar to that for a few days in a row. But that's a little bit down the road. For now, we'll talk about what's coming up here over the next couple of days. And I mentioned there are no big storms in the forecast heading through tonight into the weekend, though there are some disturbances coming through in the upper atmosphere, so that's why we're seeing some clouds around today. The radar shows at least a little bit of spotty activity. You may run into a scattered rain or snow shower in a couple of spots through the rest of the day, and then this evening there is the chance that a few of us will see a couple of flurries or snow showers. It doesn't look like a big deal, so I don't think it's a situation where you would need to change your plans if you have plans this evening, but keep in mind that you may encounter at least a couple of snow showers. Temperatures will be on the chilly side tonight, with most of us seeing lows dropping off into the 20s. A few teens are possible across the higher terrain of the North Country. Heading into the day tomorrow, we'll basically have a similar day with plenty of clouds around, some breaks of sunshine, and there is the chance for a spotty rain or snow shower as the day goes along. Temperatures will be on the chilly side, though, running mainly in the 30s tomorrow afternoon, so it'll be another day where you'll need that heavy winter coat. We have a chance for a few flurries tomorrow night, and maybe a couple of flurries again on Sunday, but you know, I mentioned these are not big storms. I don't think it's going to really amount to much. In terms of temperatures on Sunday, it'll be chilly again, with highs only between 35 and 40. I mentioned that it's still cool on Monday, and then we should see those temperatures bounce back maybe close to 50 degrees by Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a few snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with spotty rain and snow showers, and highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a few snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with spotty rain and snow showers, and highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a spotty rain or snow shower, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of evening flurries or snow showers, cool, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a spotty rain or snow shower, chilly, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, a chance for a few snow showers, cool again, high 35 to 40, and on Monday, mostly sunny and continued cool with highs in the lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.